Let's talk about inflatable vegetables.
You sat by me in first grade, our wooden tables, plastic chairs. Dry glue on our fingers, stink of cheap tempura paint. I was a new kid with superpowers, I could bend Crayola crayons. Teacher gave us manila paper, draw a picture of your best friend. Color me with crooked crayons, I'll draw you beige with sky blue dreams. We're both reaching for the future with badly rendered hands. Time can't tear the closest friends, distance that no glue can mend. I guess that's how the crayon bends. Color me with crooked crayons.
So my first impression of the song is, wow, this is a good chorus. I like the strings. I think the lyrics are good. We're both reaching for the future with badly rendered hands is a cute line.
Yeah.
I guess that's how the crayon bends. Another great line. The chorus is just really well sung too. And I love the vocal melody, and it's very strong vocal melody. I couldn't quite find a sampled vocal hook, but it's a shadow. He doesn't necessarily need one. And I kind of like the nostalgic look back on his first grade crush. It's a cute song. I liked it.
Yeah. Actually, this was one of my favorites of the round. And it's a shame he was eliminated. The song has a little bit of awkward phrasing or delivery here and there, but it's such a great idea and so specific and so evocative. I saved the picture I drew in first grade. Yeah. You probably threw yours away. It's so pathetic and romantic, and I don't know, it hit me just right, the way that something pathetic can turn you to it. You know, it's like, oh, and it's not like I don't pity it. It's more like, oh, I don't know how to put it, but this just rides that line that I like so much, so well. So I like this song a lot. It's one of my faves. All right, but let's move on to mandibles.
This is your This is your world.
Daylight fades into blacks and grays, and our colorful exchanges, yellow on the pages. I'm unmade in a cloudy haze, and I don't paint my such nomenclature, but if you just color me in, this story can begin. Any shade will do, any tint or hue. You could stay inside my lines or find something undefined with a hint of blue. I give my brush to you.
This is
another great one, a great shadow entry. And, you know, I kind of wish there were reinstatements like there are in Spin Tunes. You know, this is definitely music to nod along to. It's sweet, and it's really well produced, and it's great performances, and it's a wonderful song. I think maybe the Bob Ross thing might have been a little overdone, a little overused. It's still fine. That's a nit that I picked despite really, really enjoying this song. So yeah, I thought this was a great, great job.
Yeah, I really like Truth's deep, rich voice on this one. The sample works pretty well, even though it's spoken word. But at the end, it's pretty amazing. Like, Bob Ross is talk singing in rhyming couplets, which is impressive. It made me wonder how much Bob Ross material they had to listen to sort of cull together the parts that rhyme. I admire their gumption on that. You know, and what I thought when I was listening to this, it's hard to believe that this is the same band that was eliminated last time. The mix is clean and balanced, and everything sounds meticulously crafted. I really love Cybronica's backing vocals, which are gorgeous.
Yes.
And just add a lot of really nice texture to the song. Yeah, I really like this song quite a bit. And it is a shame that it is just a shadow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Veronica, we heard your oohs back there. They are beautiful and fantastic, and they sound so good and so nice. But yeah, impressive, impressive, impressive.